Well, hello there, and welcome to the County Conversation, a podcast featuring employees and subject matter experts in the Fairfax County government discussing programs, services, and items of interest to residents of Fairfax County. I'm your host, Jim Person, and today on this edition of the conversation, I'm chatting with Andrew Shelton. He is an active transportation planner 3 with the Fairfax County Department of Transportation. Andrew is here to get us ready for Bike to Work Day, which is Thursday, May 15th of 2025. We'll talk about biking, bike month, and benefits of cycling. So, Andrew, thanks for being here on the podcast with us.
Yeah, my pleasure, Jim. Look forward to talking more about Bike to Work Day and some other initiatives we have going on throughout the county for active transportation. So, thanks for having me on.
Oh, absolutely. Looking forward to it. And it's been an interesting conversation for me because I'm not much of a walker or a biker. I got to be honest with you right off the bat. Mm-hmm. And looking at you, you're a fit, trim, young-looking guy. I'm assuming you bike as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I actually commute to and from work on my bike, which just is such a fun, enjoyable, healthy way to get to and from work. In Fairfax County, there's just so many trails available, active transportation facilities to get around biking or walking. So definitely encourage people to take advantage of what is offered in this wonderful county.
Yeah. Put the rest of us to shame. So your title is Active Transportation Planner, and I'm assuming the active part of that means something other than sitting in your car and going someplace, or am I right on that assumption?
Yeah, active transportation is walking, biking, or rolling. To wherever you need to go. Not necessarily always walking, biking to work, but, you know, walking, biking to places in your community, the grocery store, or just for your health and recreation.
Before we dive deep into Bike to Work Day and everything that entails, along with a date change, I think, for this year, what are the benefits you would want to stress to folks that have heard of Bike to Work before and Bike Month, maybe have never really thought about doing it? What would you say to them that would convince them to bike to work this year?
Sure. It's just a healthy, fun, sustainable way to get to and from work. And if you live far away, there's other options of, you know, biking the whole way. You could use a park and ride and just ride to your park and ride location. You could use our transit system. You could use the metro. So you could bike some of it and then use those other options to get to where you need to go. So sometimes those are barriers. People think it's too far. Or there's an unsafe area, so there's other ways to kind of be able to bike to and from work and using those other modes of transportation as well.
Right. And the buses, I think, at least in Fairfax County, they all have the bike racks, right? So you could do that combination.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, all the buses have bike racks, and you're welcome to bring your bike on the metro trains and buses as well.
So. Oh, wow. Okay. So let's dive now. Let's talk nitty-gritty. Bike to Work Day, you mentioned before we started rolling that it was actually a date change this year. I didn't realize that. It's Thursday, May 15th of 2025. So talk to me about the date change. And
yeah, the date change was based on kind of since COVID with the telework schedules, the kind of engagement and enrollment hasn't been as great as they wanted. And it being on a Friday, we thought as a group that it was a barrier, so we wanted to try a different day during the week where maybe more people are actually in the office to participate. So that's right. It's now on a Thursday. We're excited about that. All the pit stops in Fairfax County are from 6:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. That morning, and we have over 25 pit stops throughout Fairfax County, and there's over 100 pit stops throughout Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. So there's definitely lots of opportunities to engage at multiple pit stops. And if you happen to be still teleworking on that Thursday, we encourage everyone to participate, not just people that can bike to and from work, but if you're teleworking, just get out and ride and stop by a few pit stops. Or if there's no pit stops in your area, just stop by a park or just go for a stroll, a ride throughout your neighborhood. So we just encourage everyone to kind of get out, bike, not just on bike to work day, but any day in May, which is bike month, but all the time. It's a great way to get around. It's a good way to stay active. It's fun. It's sustainable. And it's a great option.
Yeah. Over 20, 23, 25, and what was the number you said?
Yeah, there's actually 27 pit stops in Fairfax County as of today.
Okay. And conveniently located, I'm assuming, all over the county?
Yeah, they're all throughout the county and in all the districts near transit hubs, near main regional trail networks, near major business areas. So there's definitely multiple options throughout Fairfax County. You could check the pit stops on the website link that we'll provide after this podcast.
You have to register to participate in Bike to Work Day?
Yeah. If you register, you get a free t-shirt. So I encourage everyone to sign up and register. Also gives the pit stop manager an idea how many people to expect. But you will get a free t-shirt if you register, and it's free to sign up. You just select the pit stop that is you feel like you will be able to stop at. As I mentioned, we encourage people, if you can, you can stop at more than, you can stop at as many pit stops as you would like. At each pit stop, there'll be refreshments, bike safety equipment handed out. Some of the stations have local elected officials, FCDOT staff, bike shops support local businesses. So it's just a cool way to kind of engage with the bike community on that day.
Yeah. So all the pit stops have a couple of the basics like refreshments and the t-shirts, et cetera, but the amenities at each pit stop varies by location depending on what's there.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So each pit stop could be a little bit different based on the sponsors for that location. So every pit stop kind of has their own kind of twist depending on who the pit stop manager is and who's able to support and sponsor kind of that pit stop. So I think that's a great way to, you know, if you can, check out multiple pit stops that day. Yeah. Even if you didn't sign up for that pit stop, everyone's welcome. We'd love to welcome as many people as we can. And FCDOT staff are hosting 7 of the 27 pit stops. So we'd love to engage with as many people as we can that day. And you could, on the website, you could see who's the manager for each of the pit stops and what sponsors will be there. So,
all right. You mentioned the website a couple of times. What is that website? We'll repeat it throughout the podcast.
Yeah, I would just go to the fairfaxcounty.gov website and search Bike to Work Day.
Okay.
And then you'll find lots of information and resources to support your efforts for biking in general, but for Bike to Work Day also. So,
you mentioned Fairfax County's Department of Transportation hosting 7 of the 27 pit stops. What does that mean other than just having your staff there and y'all are responsible for that pit stop? I mean, other amenities, or talk to me about DOT's pit stops.
Yes, our DOT pit stops will be managed by Active Transportation employees. We'll also, like I mentioned, be handing out kind of bike safety giveaways and gear, bike maps, other materials to support safe biking throughout Fairfax County.
Okay. And I'm going to go back to the t-shirts for a minute and make sure I understood. Register is free, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And if you register, you get a t-shirt.
That's correct.
And this year's t-shirt, I think, is red. That's a different color t-shirt each year, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, this year is red. So each year they try to do a different color t-shirt, from my understanding, from some people that have been around a while. I guess this is the second time it's red.
Oh, wow.
But maybe it's a little bit different red, or your other red faded.
Right.
So it'll still be maybe a little bit brighter. Okay. But yeah, this year is red. Everyone that signs up and registers on the Bike Workday website gets a t-shirt. You enter your size and go to the pit stop and pick it up.
Cool.
And if usually there's extra. So if someone forgets to sign up, we want to encourage many people to participate and get a shirt that can. So.
And you mentioned 27 pit stops in Fairfax County, and I think you said over 100 in the NCR, the National Capital Region, if you will, Fairfax County, D.C., Maryland, even. So this is not a Fairfax County-sponsored event. This is a regional event. Is that correct?
Yeah. It's a regional event, and it's actually a nationwide Bike to Work Day event. This area is sponsored by COG. They kind of manage the pit stops and help support the pit stops in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. So I know there's over 100 through that area. So if you happen to live in Fairfax County, but you work in D.C., you know, you could certainly bike to some pit stops in Fairfax County, hop on the train, and then continue your ride to work in D.C. and hit some pit stops there as well. So
any history on the event, you know, like how long it's been going on, why it was started, any background like that?
I think it was started just to continue to support sustainable ways to get to and from work instead of a single vehicle. So it continues to grow year over year. Like I said, it's a fun healthy way to get to and from work. It's enjoyable. Instead of sitting in traffic, you get to, you know, get exercise and kind of just relax and enjoy the outdoors on the beautiful trails that we have. So, I think it's just a great event to continue to promote active transportation throughout the country, but certainly here in Fairfax County.
We're on the County Conversation podcast, and we're talking with Andrew Shelton. He is an active transportation planner with Fairfax County's Department of Transportation. We're talking about Bike to Work Day specifically, which is May 15th of this year, 2025, but also May is Bike Month. We'll also talk about the Walk and Win Challenge a little bit as we continue our conversation, but sticking with the Bike to Work theme and the Biking Month, you mentioned teleworkers earlier, telecommuters, who don't commute to their job every day. I know some of us have schedules where we're in the office 2 or 3 days a week and we telework the other days. But you're saying if you're teleworking on Bike to Work Day, go to a pit stop or just get on your bike and ride. I mean, don't let that be an excuse not to participate.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you happen to telework all the time, that's great. But you certainly could get on your bike and get some physical activity anytime, especially during Bike to Work Day. We'd love for people to interact with us at the pit stops. We encourage as many people as possible to get out there for a ride. And like I said, if you don't live near a pit stop, just go for a ride near trails near you or throughout your development or community. And if you do happen to be teleworking, go for a ride before work, at lunch, or after, so you could participate that day and get some physical activity and get out there on beautiful trails that we have in Fairfax County.
Have your crystal ball. Do you think the weather's going to be great for May 15th?
I hope so. That's a good point, Jim. Yeah, this is rain or shine.
Okay.
So it goes on, rain or shine. So we hope it's not raining. Not everyone will participate, certainly, right, if it rains, but some people do. This event is rain or shine, so I'm glad you brought that up.
Health benefits. You kind of mentioned that earlier, and you're a cyclist, and you talk about biking to work. What is Bike to Work Day and biking in general mean to you personally? What benefits do you get from Bike to Work Day?
Yeah, so the benefits of biking in general for me are just a great form of cardiorespiratory endurance. Reduces my stress. It's a nice way to just kind of get out there, engage with other people in the communities, biking communities. It's a great community, great way to explore all the different areas we have, trails we have in Fairfax County. I just love the outdoors, so that's a good way for me to get my daily cardio endurance exercise and get the benefits of being out there. And like I said, it's really a nice small community, the biking community. So it's, if you're looking for a fun way to get outside and get some exercise, definitely give biking a try. And e-bikes are kind of a big thing now. So I got my first e-bike when I decided I was going to start commuting to and from work.
Oh, wow.
It just makes it a little bit more enjoyable, easier for me. Not as, you know, you're not showing up to work completely sweaty. Right. And if you need to get home a little bit faster, you have that option. Or if there's a lot of hills, Fairfax County is not flat, so having the e-bike certainly helps me get to and from work a little bit easier and more comfortably.
Yeah. So, don't mind me asking, how long is your commute? How far are we talking?
Yeah, I live in Centerville and I work in Fairfax, so it's about a 20 to 25 minute commute on my bike.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty consistent, about 22 to 23 minutes. Right. There's no traffic on the bike. And if I were to drive, it's usually without traffic, it's around 12 to 13 minutes. So it's really not that much longer. With the new 66 trail, I mean, it's just like almost a straight shot for me. So it's a really, really, fun way for me to get to and from work and not worry about being in the car.
Yeah.
So
you mentioned trails a couple of times, and that's a good point. You're talking about now a trail that I'm assuming you're taking to work, to and from work. So, yeah. When we're talking about biking to work, we're not talking about getting on I-66 or 28. I mean, there's options. So talk to me about the trails a little bit and how that works.
There's an extensive bike map here in Fairfax County. I would definitely check out the interactive bike map on our website. Anytime you're going to, you know, go to and from work, plan your route to make sure it's safe. There's tons of regional trails, local trails. There's the WNOD, that's a huge one, Fairfax County Parkway Trail, the 66 Trail, Connolly Trail. There's over 500 miles of trails here in Fairfax County. And there's lots of shared use paths, sidewalks, bike lanes. So there's certainly work to do, but there's lots of great options to get around on your bike here in Fairfax County that other places don't have. So. Yeah.
So theoretically, you could bike to work without even getting on a highway.
Yes. Depending on, yeah. Depending on where you live. And you certainly don't want people to be riding on the highway.
Yeah.
Certainly check out the interactive bike map on our website to check out all the trails that are available. And also, if you plan to ride to work, plan out your route ahead of time, maybe practice it a few times, maybe on the weekend. So, you know, going to work is sometimes could be stressful. You don't want to be late or you're nervous about it. So, trying out with maybe a friend or a colleague. Map it out, try it out, and I hope you like it.
Cool slogan, map it out, try it out.
Yeah.
So the interactive bike maps and the other resources you mentioned on the website, again, just fairfaxcounty.gov and search for what?
You can search Bike Fairfax.
Okay.
And all our resources come up.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Tons of all the trails, regional trails are mentioned. And then if you look at the active bike map, you can obviously pinpoint where you live and what trails are available to get to where you need to go.
Well, I think we've gotten rid of one excuse about biking to work, you know, the traffic and that type of thing. One of the things I thought about initially was, as you'd mentioned earlier, gosh, I'm be all hot and sweaty when I get there. But there are options, and I think that's one of the reasons that one of the pit stops was changed this year to Monument Center, I believe, because there's, a bike room and other facilities at that pit stop?
Yeah, so... One of the decisions that we made was to move the pit stop from the Fairfax County Government Center, where it's been for a while, to the new Monument parking garage. Mm. There's a bike room there. There's bike racks, and there's obviously access to the metro, and it's also near lots of trail systems. It's also across from Fairfax Corner. So we thought it would be a great location to kind of increase engagement and get more people to bike to and from work.
And we're running short on time, but I want to make sure we talk about the Walk and Win Challenge, and that's Walk and Win, I think, if I understand correctly, the acronym WIN, W-I-N. What is that? When is it?
Sure.
Why is it?
We started our first ever Walk and Win Challenge on April 2nd, which was National Walking Day. We created a walking loop in each of the 9 districts in Fairfax County. Each district has a walking loop that's between 1.5 to 2.5 miles. Mm. They're all accessible. They're completely mapped out. You could access the maps on fairfaxcounty.gov, Walk and Win Challenge to see the district map in your area. There's also a district leaderboard. So we're keeping track of how many people participate in each district. There's prizes that you can win each week. So we encourage people to get out and not only bike, but walk our beautiful trail systems. For the Walk and Win, they're kind of smaller regional, not local trail systems that we assessed and made sure they were walkable. They actually could be assessed by walking, biking, or rolling. Mm. We just wanted to create kind of an opportunity for people to explore maybe some walking opportunities in their community that they weren't aware of. We're about 2 weeks in. It's been going really well, but we encourage more people to participate. Like I said, you could submit your submission on our website or through our Facebook page at WalkWinFX or hashtag WalkWinFX to post your pictures of your walk on one of the loops or record your walk on one of the walking apps that you may be using.
So this is an ongoing event, or is it a time limited event, in other words?
That's a good question. So it was from April. It's from April 2nd to April 30th.
Oh, okay.
So the last day will be the 30th. So about 2 weeks still to participate. So we encourage everyone to get out there and walk and use our wonderful active transportation facilities that we have.
So just walk and document it or share it with the hashtag.
Yeah. So there's two options. You could take pictures. Kind of what most people do, they'll take a picture next to the signs that we have. So each of the loops have wayfinding, so it's easy, very easy to access the routes. Shouldn't get lost. Like I said, we have maps a line that you could follow. We have Google Maps version. So between the wayfinding and the maps, it should be easily to access. But you could take a picture along your route of something awesome you see. Maybe it's a pond, or one of the pictures someone submitted was a black snake wrapped around a huge tree. So that was kind of cool to see. You could take a selfie, or if you're not interested in that thing, then you could just track your walk with one of the walking apps and take a screenshot of that and submit it on our website or post it on Facebook.
All right. First year event?
Yeah, first ever event. We're looking to do more and more to get people out there walking, biking, and rolling at our active transportation facility. So this is our first ever Walk and Win Challenge, and it's going well. So we hope people try it out and participate.
Awesome. Folks want to learn more about Walk and Win, Bike to Work Day, biking in general. Talk to me again about the resources. Where should they go to?
Yeah, go to fairfaxcounty.gov, active transportation website. We have tons of resources for walking, biking, and rolling in Fairfax County, how to do it safely, all the trails that are available out there also, and all our events that we do. So definitely check out fairfaxcounty.gov/active transportation.
And there is a guide to cycling in Fairfax County. And that's fairfaxcounty.gov/news/guide-to-cycling. So again, just fairfaxcounty.gov and search cycling in Fairfax County, and that'll pull up some information there, along with the other resources Andrew mentioned. Final 30 seconds, final thoughts, anything I haven't asked you, anything I want our listeners to go away learning?
Yeah, if there's any businesses listening, we encourage them to sponsor a pit stop, offer incentives for their employees who choose to use different forms of transportation to get to and from work, promoting the any of these type of events internally to get more people using active transportation, and then partner with the county for future bike-related events. They could reach out to me at andrew.sheldon.fairfaxcounty.gov. I'd love to have them get on board to help us continue to proactive transportation here in Fairfax County.
All right. So that was andrew.sheldon@fairfaxcounty.gov.
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Andrew, thanks for being on.
My pleasure. I look to be on again soon. Thank you.
Well, hope so. Love to talk about cycling, even though I don't do it, and I know I should, but hopefully everybody else will take advantage of Bike to Work Day and cycling in Fairfax County. That is it for this edition of the County Conversation Podcast. Thanks to Andrew for being here. Thanks to you for listening. If you want to hear more conversations with Fairfax County's finest, be sure to follow us on soundcloud.com/Fairfax County, as well as our podcast webpage. That's fairfaxcounty.gov/podcast. The County Conversation is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.